I'm Anna Nelson, and I believe in success. All my life, I have worked really hard to be successful. I have certain standards for myself, and I want to be a high achiever. I know this, but I've never really thought about why until now. I guess my drive for success is the fear of failing. I want to succeed in everything that I do. I want to do well in school so that I can get into a good college and get a good job. I'm not saying that I haven't failed at anything, but I do have high standards for myself that I would like to meet. One of my classes this year is pretty hard in my opinion, and some of my classmates dropped out, or at least considered it only a few weeks into the class. I thought about it too when my friend asked me about it. After thinking it over, I said no because 1, colleges would see, and 2, if I dropped the class, then I would feel like a failure and a quitter for just giving up. I like to finish what I start. I'm still in the class, and I've had to work hard, but I think staying in it will make me a better student for the rest of high school and college. Another experience that I've had was in 6th grade. I really struggled at first in 6th grade math. It was hard adjusting to the workload in middle school compared to elementary school. In elementary school math, our homework was only about 6 to 8 problems, and I usually didn't have to study that much for the tests. I didn't realize how much harder I had to work in middle school. I had to not only do the homework, but ask questions to make sure I understood the homework. I quickly learned that taking notes is vital. This experience made me work outside of the routine I was used to. I had to stay after school to get help or retake tests, but eventually I caught on and ended up with a B in the class every quarter. These weren't the results that I wanted, but I realized that I won't always meet my expectations. My parents told me, "All we ask is that you try your best." This has helped me realize that if I work hard and strive for success, then I will most likely succeed, even if something doesn't work out the first time. Both of these experiences have helped me learn where my desire for success comes from. Part of it comes from not wanting to fail, and part of it comes from my family. I have seen my family's success, and I want to be successful too. My parents have encouraged me to work hard and do my best at whatever I do. If I do my best, that's all that matters. For WHJE Radio, this has been Anna Nelson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.